Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Boss Babe Experience. I'm your host, Mary, and I'm here with my Boss Babe bestie, Sheena.
What's up, y'all?
We are here to sip and chat, whether it's coffee or champagne, so fill your cup and listen up. If you're like us and allergic to average, then this is the podcast for you. We're really excited to be here today with all of you. So today's topic is all about owning your shit.
I am so excited for this, like really excited, because this is going to be some serious truth talk right here.
That's right. So before we get started, we just want to ask for some love. If you guys find value in our podcast, please, please, please share it with all your friends and family and anyone that you think will like it too. So after listening to the podcast, please don't forget to rate and review. That means a lot to us, and that is what helps us continue growing. So anyways,
we're all about growth here, so we would appreciate the love and reviews and the feedback.
Yes, and we totally appreciate all of the love and feedback that we've received thus far, so thank you guys so much for that. So today,
let's talk about owning your shit.
Yes, let's do it, girl.
I really like this. I like that, you know, we don't want to be very, you know, professional or polished over here, apparently, because we could have just said accountability.
Yes, but accountability.
That's kind of basic.
It is.
So we said, let's talk about just being, like, truthful and owning your shit. That sounds cooler than accountability, apparently.
It does, but same only different, right?
Exactly.
Same only different. So what does owning your own shit mean to you, Sheena?
I mean, for me, it means taking a hard, long look in the mirror and holding myself accountable for my current life situation or whatever season I'm in or whatever I'm going through at the moment. But it's not looking elsewhere. It's not saying I didn't have the best upbringing. It's not saying, you know, my husband isn't perfect. It's not saying I don't have a great relationship with siblings or my friends. It's literally looking in the mirror and starting with myself, because that's the only thing that will allow you to hold yourself accountable, is look at yourself and just be honest. And that will set you free, because honesty sets you free. And it will allow you to grow.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love everything you said, because it is spot on. Accountability, owning your own shit, starts with you.
That's right.
And only you.
That's right.
So, a lot of us in this day and age and in society in general love to play the poor me victim
the blame
mentality.
The blame game.
Yes.
So lame, by the way.
So lame. So lame. Because guess what, you guys? You cannot blame other people for your own shit. You really have to stop and look in the mirror, like Sheena said, and get real with yourself. Like, think about it. Think about things before you just start complaining and placing blame on others. It is so easy to place blame on other people when, in fact, you and only you are the one that's responsible for where you are in life today. Because guess what, guys? Your life is all about choices. It's all about the choices you make. We make thousands of choices every single day.
Correct. Life and is a series of choices.
It sure is.
Choose and if wisely.
Yes. And if you are not holding yourself accountable and owning your shit, you're never gonna get to where you wanna be. You're never gonna achieve that success. You're never gonna achieve that happiness. You're never gonna achieve that sense of fulfillment and joy that really comes with being accountable and being you and owning everything about you, whether it's good or bad. We
right.
all have shit, right? We all got shit to deal with, but it's how you deal with it. Do you want to get better or do you want to get bitter? Do you want to keep blaming Sheena because you haven't lost enough weight, because you haven't done the fucking work to
right.
get to where you're going?
Exactly.
Or do you want to look in the mirror and say, you know what, Mary? You are going to get out there and you're going to run your little ass off until you get tired, and you're going to choose healthy food, and you're going to choose to make a consistent effort effort day in and day out to get better.
But you know what? Like, and we're sitting here and I'm sure people are listening. They're like, oh, but it's so easy to say that. It is. It's easy to say that, just like it's easy to play the blame game and to look at, you know, maybe the genetics you were given and maybe that's why you have a health issue. But guess what? That's what you were born with. So just deal with it. And so go out and make those choices to help you make those changes. But 100%, what I find are people are so... they would much rather take the easy route, which is playing the blame game, than putting in the work, because it's hard work.
Like, for instance, this is what I hear a lot, because as you know, I just completed, you know, I've been doing a lot of work, a lot of inner work, self-work.
You just completed 75 hard.
Sure did, and phase one.
And phase one. Shout out to Andy Frisella.
That's right.
We are very appreciative.
Right. Oh my gosh, it's life-changing, and we'll have a podcast solely on that, because there's so much information that I want to share with you guys.
And it's life-changing, not from a physical perspective, everyone, because I know that's a lot of
that's what everybody sees. Yeah, that's what everybody sees. But the
Which
biggest change,
phenomenal, but I see so much more than that.
Yeah, it's all in the mind.
Yep,
it's all in the mind. Yep. Going back to mindset. Mm-hmm. But that's just it. You know, it's what I hear a lot. This is what I hear. Like, for instance, we're going to talk about weight, because weight is something that we can all relate
everybody
to, right?
Yeah.
So, I want to lose weight. I want to get right.
You wanna.
We all wanna. Mm-hmm. But what are you willing to do? Are mm-hmm. you willing to choose the right foods? Are you willing to exercise every day? Are you willing to be real about when you do screw up? Or are you going to do what most people do? I think I have a thyroid issue. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. I'm too busy. Oh, I'm not getting the results I want, because you're not putting in the fucking effort. That's
right.
Why.
Yeah.
If you give half-ass effort, you are going to get half-ass results.
Absolutely.
And you can't be mad.
Nope.
You can't be mad.
And that's why you have to own your shit.
That's why you got to own your shit.
And
that's exactly right.
I love people who are like, yeah, I wanted to do this, but I just couldn't because it's just not for me. Or people like throughout your journey that would be like, wow, that's amazing because I could never do that. I love those people because they're owning their shit.
Yes.
They freely and openly admit, I could not do a program like 75 hard, or I could not get up and work out twice a day and follow those strict rules. At least they are being honest with themselves.
Yes.
And holding themselves accountable.
Correct.
For where they are in their life. And that is so rare to find in people these
yes.
days.
Yes. And that is true. But here again, see, I see things a little bit differently now, because when you say I can't, you're already failing yourself.
Right.
I didn't think I could do that.
But you were gonna try.
But I tried.
Yeah.
And when I get going and I start and I make a commitment to myself, and that's where it all that's part of this whole owning your own shit and accountability comes into, because when you get real and you start, you know, really committing and being consistent on a daily basis, which is what the program helps you do, you know, it helps you develop the skills, you know, the habits. All of the things that are required to be successful, but it also carries over into the rest of your life in
right.
any area.
Yeah.
So however how you do things, whether they're small jobs or big jobs or basic things, like how you make your bed, is your bed, does it look good or is it half-assed and still messy? Because all those little things really do make up.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line there.
It really, really
is. I think it's also interesting too. Some people end up, you know, being accountable or just owning their shit by default, but it actually works out really good for them. Like in business, for example, let's say, you know, you're doing the best you can and you're going through life and you're, you know, working your business and everything's good. And then you get an audit for whatever reason, from the state, from government, whatever. Okay. Well, it forces you to take a look at how you run your business then. And it makes
sure does.
You own up to things that you have done wrong or things that you're doing right. And it teaches you how to grow and how to move forward. And so there are a lot of things in life that maybe you don't want to own up to, but you are forced to at some point.
Yes,
and that's not always a bad thing.
No, it's
I think
not.
It helps people grow.
It helps people be accountable.
Right.
For sure. And it makes you, it forces you to stop and take a really good look at what you've been doing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And
because
then
we get so busy, we deflect. We try to like push things off.
Yeah, and we're
in
living
our home
on
life and our business, whatever it is. You just kind of deflect and you just get through the next day.
Yeah, you're living on autopilot.
Right. That's right. You live on autopilot.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're just doing whatever you do, day in and day out, but you're not getting the results you really truly want because you're not doing anything to change that. You're not doing anything to make things better. We all have areas in our life that we need to get better at, that need work.
Right.
You know, and
the first thing is admitting that.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Oh my gosh. That's the first step in anything is accepting that there is an issue and not staying in that denial mindset, because a lot of us live in denial. A lot of us, oh my gosh, I mean, it's just, listen, we both own businesses and we both, you know, have had our fair share of employees. And, you know, the common theme is that, you know, you want success, you want great results,
but you don't want to work for it.
Now, how does that work?
I don't know.
How does that work, Sheena?
I don't know, because 10 years in, I still have to take my ass to my store every damn day.
Listen.
And if I'm not at my store, you better believe I'm still working and my husband's still working. We don't
all
have a choice.
All the time, 24/7, you have to put in the work to get the results and you have to own your shit. If you are not putting in the work, if you look inside, looking in that mirror, you're looking, taking a good hard look at you, yourself, and you are really real about it, and you're quiet, and you listen to that self-talk, and you will realize how your brain loves to justify and make things okay. Oh, it's okay if you don't get up and go work out.
Right.
You can do it later. You're tired. It's okay. Right. Because your brain wants to keep you comfortable. That's what it's programmed to do, right? Anything that's out of your comfort zone is scary and it's risky. And it always wants to find a way to get you out of it. But guys, I'm here to tell you that getting uncomfortable is the only way to grow and to push forward and to get better. And get uncomfortable. Own your shit.
That's
really,
right.
really get real with yourself. Get real.
Owning a business or even just, you know, working somewhere as well will also teach you ways to get uncomfortable. Because guess what? If there's a complaint with a customer in my store, I have to own that and I have to address that and say we fall short sometimes and make it a better experience, you know? Or when I was an employee somewhere, you had those performance evaluation reviews, right? And you got feedback and that was supposed to be honest, open feedback about where you were falling short.
Constructive criticism to make you
so
better,
important,
right?
Because the thing is, that's what it's supposed to do.
Instead of just getting your feelings hurt and being sensitive and being like, oh, she doesn't like me. No.
Look at the big picture.
Yes.
It's not about if somebody's trying to hurt your feelings. Maybe stop and think about, take the emotion out of it.
Right.
And stop and think about what they're trying to tell you. And maybe look in the mirror and realize there is truth to that. And you need to make some changes. And it starts with you, not with the person giving you the feedback.
That's exactly right. It all starts with you. It really, really does. And I can't stress that enough. I know that for me, it's really, really hard sometimes to be a business owner that actually cares and has a big heart and is an empathetic human, because when I hear somebody say something that, I'm not as busy as I want to be, whatever. And then they look to me like I'm the one that's supposed to make them completely busy.
Right.
And I'm like, no. I do my share. I do what I'm supposed to do. But what are you doing?
No, everybody's responsible for their own
actions. Yeah, what are you doing
at work,
to
business?
Help change that?
That's right.
You are not allowed to complain if you don't have a solution to help the problem.
Correct.
You can't bitch about something you're not willing to fix.
Right.
Am I wrong for that?
No, you're not wrong for that. And I also take that a step further with you can't bitch about something you're not willing to fix. And I don't want to hear it if you don't want to put in the work to fix it.
Exactly.
Like, so just don't even come
because
at me with any
of that.
Because
this is the deal, guys. It takes fucking work.
Yeah.
To get
hard work.
Results. To get success.
And nothing happens overnight.
Nothing happens overnight.
Can we just talk about, you just had 16 years in business. Your
yes,
spa
ma'am.
Just turned 16.
Yes,
happy
ma'am.
Birthday.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm turning 10 next month. I mean, these
so
are
awesome.
That's a long time in business. A long time in business. And
we're still learning.
And we, every day. Every day I have to own my shit and learn something new. I'm not even kidding. Yep. Every single day. And so if you think that you are at a point where you don't have to learn anything and you don't have anything to learn and you don't have room for improvement and you don't need to grow, then you're not looking in the right mirror.
No, you're not.
Because everybody has something to learn new every single day.
Every single day. And that's the thing. It's like you... I stress that all the time about training and education and furthering yourselves. Because listen, I know I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I am definitely good at what I do because I care and because I'm passionate and because I want to be good.
And because it's a skill that you have honed over 16 years
of
work every
day. But never, and you will never hear me say, oh, I don't need to learn anything else.
No,
I know.
Do continuing education courses all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
You have to.
Yes, because I want to learn. I want to get better and better and better. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to be stagnant.
Right.
I don't want to just,
I don't know. And I feel like people who don't want to take courses to get better or don't want to go to trade shows or don't want to, you know, put themselves out there in business, they're saying like, oh, they're good. They don't have anything else to learn.
But that's why they're going to get beat, and that's why they're not going to be as successful as they could be.
Right, absolutely. Every day you have to learn something new, and you have to just own the fact that, you know, you don't know everything.
It starts with you. Yeah. Own the fact that it starts with you, guys.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
True.
Like, owning your shit is so important. If you can start owning your shit, your world and your life...
It will drastically change.
Yeah. You will be like... I mean, I look at myself in the mirror now. I'm like, who this? Like, who is this? Like, what the, what? Like, you're up at 5 a.m, girl, what? Like, yeah, I actually am. And I know that I set myself up for success every single day. If I have those 2 magical hours to myself to do what it is that I need to do to get right so that I can give the rest of the world the best of me, not what's left of me.
Right.
And that's the truth. And that's also part of, you know, self-care and owning your shit. And I was never one to really...
You were not. You did not put yourself first.
No, I didn't.
Did
and that is what I've learned. Yeah. I always put everybody and everything else first. But guess what? Now I put myself first and I don't feel bad about it. I feel great about it because I put myself first and then I am able and so... happy to be able to do everything else that I do. It just really flows into the rest of your life.
Yes.
When you're real with yourself, when you own your shit, when you're transparent and you really are living your authentic truth. You're living your truth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about authenticity next.
Yes, that's
a great
one. Because
that's another one I really want to talk about because I'm about tired of all these like fake crazy things going
around. Oh man, it's an epidemic, girl. It's an epidemic.
Well, today's topic has been super awesome and I'm so excited that everyone was here listening to us. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on this episode about owning your shit or being accountable. We love chatting with y'all so much and just sharing some of our insight. I hope that you find value in our words. You know, I know we just kind of are like rambling about stuff and it's nothing that's like earth-shattering information, but at the end of the day, I feel like it's always good to hear the basics.
Heck yeah.
Because a lot of people don't want to overcomplicate things and it can be real simple.
It is really simple.
Just look in the mirror. Just get up tomorrow morning and look in the mirror and ask yourself if you are living your authentic, true life and being accountable.
And if you're owning your own shit. I mean, honestly, seriously, because just own your shit.
So guys, thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned for our super, super cute merchandise that we are still working on, but it will be available soon. Don't forget to follow our personal IG accounts. Get to know us. Mary is SpaQueen352 and I'm Sheena Asbell. Don't forget to give us some love there. And we said earlier, if you find value in our podcast, please share it with your friends and family because we need your rating and reviews so we can keep this podcast party going. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a wonderful day.